USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On his first trip abroad since becoming president, Biden issued a warning during a speech to Air Force personnel stationed in the United Kingdom. Climate change is the greatest threat to America's national security in the coming years. The White House announced Thursday morning the United States will ship the first batch of 500 million doses of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccines to 92 countries and the African Union starting in August. 200 million doses will be delivered by the end of the year, and the remaining 300 million will be delivered by the first half of 2022. Myanmar's deposed elected leader, Suu Kyi, and other detained officials have been formally charged by the military junta. The Anti-Corruption Commission has concluded leader Suu Kyi is guilty of committing corruption using her rank. The complaint says it found Suu Kyi had illegally accepted $600,000 as well as gold from the former Yangon region chief minister. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is worsening, and a lawmaker says the Biden administration is okay with the open border. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
New data from Customs and Border Protection shows that border agents encountered more than 180,000 migrants in May, a slight increase from April, and still on pace for a 20-year high. Representative Pat Fallon says that the federal government has the means to stem the flow of illegal immigrants coming to the border, but the Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that the Biden administration doesn't want to use them.
There's no will, but we have the means to do so. President Trump did that when he had the migrant protection protocols, in other words, the way to in Mexico policy. He was deporting bad actors. He was building a wall, and he was saying, if you come here, you're not going to get welfare easily. And now what we're seeing is Biden has reversed it, and they're lying to us. Mayorkas testified in front of the Homeland Security Committee in the House and said that the border is secure 2 months ago. That was a lie.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A major political win for the United States over Russia has now become the greatest blunder that will have generational implications. Republican Senator Ted Cruz on Fox News.
You know, for 4 years we heard Democrats saying, Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, what did Joe Biden do? He just gave a multi-billion dollar gift to Vladimir Putin. He waived the mandatory sanctions on Nord Stream 2. I'm the author of those sanctions. I wrote those sanctions. They're bipartisan. They passed a year and a half ago. And that pipeline, that natural gas pipeline from Russia to Germany, it was 90% complete. We had won. It was a massive foreign policy and national security victory. And Joe Biden screwed it up and gave a gigantic gift to Putin. That mistake is a generational geopolitical blunder.
The United States is going to vaccinate the world, Dan Naraki reports.
The United States will reportedly buy 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine to distribute them to other countries. The Washington Post first reported the deal that will see 200 million doses delivered in 2021 and the remaining shots delivered in the first half of next year. The doses will be distributed through the United Nations COVAX program. The White House indicated that more details about the plan would be released on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The report does not indicate how much money it will cost American taxpayers or how much money the pharmaceutical industry will earn by the decision. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.